Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Well, it's Chapman time. Not quite as famous as Hammer time, but...
It's close.
It is.
It's close, Hammer time. Oh, that's my era, Jesse.
Yeah, same.
MC Hammer.
Oh. Can't touch this. You and can't. Then what was the follow-up to can't touch this?
Pray. You've got to pray until you make it today.
Oh, very hey? Good. I didn't think that you were going to have an answer to that question.
I went down the MC Hammer rabbit hole. I was quite a big fan. I even had MC Hammer pants.
Yeah. Yeah, there were some of those in our household as well. Here comes the hammer. That was the... starting to tail off the hammer fever at that point.
I don't think we can do it for 10 minutes, Jesse. What do you reckon?
Wallace Chapman, 6 p.m. panel hour. What's
Indeed.
How's it looking?
Well, Jesse, yeah, kia ora. Look, it is official. New Zealand is in recession. But just what does that mean? We have an explainer this afternoon, just after 6. Beauty treatments. Now, industry experts, they are pushing for more regulation in this area amidst a rise in injuries. RNZ reports a case where, for example, a woman had serious burns following an intense pulsed light treatment. So we discuss that on the panel. And the Drag Queen's Rainbow Storytime Hour in the Rotorua Library, it's been cancelled over safety concerns. Now, this had been really popular. Registration's full, then cancelled. So we go to a counsellor there and asked what the heck happened to this. And our question of the day, Jesse, and this has been the talk of the office. It's very simple. What did you make at Woodwork? I'll start. I made two things, a breadboard and a boomerang. I don't know if you can recall what you made, Jesse. 2101.
That is really taking me back.
Yeah.
What became immediately clear was that some kids were born to do it and some kids like me were never going to. So whatever I made, it was extremely rudimentary. And then I'd look at the guy next to me and it was like a carved horse's head, perfectly sanded and varnished. I was like, yeah, woodwork is not going to be the career for me. Very good. Good question. 2101. Remembered a pair of board shorts I made in sewing. That was our fourth one. Sewing, cooking, woodwork and metalwork at Barkland.
Well, there you go. I made the pillowcase at Home Economics.
Yeah,
but,
great.
I mean, everyone can recall for some reason the woodwork,
yeah,
you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Text to 2101. Sally Ward is producer of the panel this week. And what have you got your eye on, Sally?
I'm just going to jump in and say that I made a clock.
Oh, yes, please.
A cow clock.
What? For woodwork?
Shaped like a cow. And I painted, it was hand painted. I don't know how accurately it was telling the time. I hope I did some good maths.
Do you still have it?
Numbers. I believe my dad still has it, unless he's surreptitiously thrown it out.
Like a working clock.
Working clock.
That's what I asked.
Level up from your breadboard, I'll say. all right. So today I'm going to talk about this year's World Happiness Report. It's been released. It comes out every year. Finland has taken out the top spot for the 7th year in a row.
Happiest country.
Happiest country, showing off a bit. No.
Damn those Scandinavian countries.
Yeah. What are they doing in Finland?
Yeah.
But the report looks at 130 countries and ranks them based on 8 different factors, everything from GDP to social support. It's quite chunky. You can read the whole thing online. It's got nice layout and colours. What's different this year, though, is for the first time the findings have been broken down by age. So I can tell you that in New Zealand, young people are the least happy group.
Mm.
Under 30s are feeling the worst and over 60s are the happiest. Does that surprise you?
Doesn't surprise me. In a way, yes, it does. Because it's quite shocking, really. You know, to think that the generation that should be full of hope and positivity in our future are feeling the least happy.
I don't want to be down the dumps, but it's because their brains have been destroyed by smartphones and social media.
Just smartphones, you reckon?
Nah, social media, I reckon.
Do you think so? Yeah.
Partly.
Yeah, some of the authors did say social media is part of it, but Richard Layard, he's a professor at the London School of Economics and one of the authors on the report. He says it shows that young people need more to support education, training and mental health.
Mm.
So some quite education, you know, big things there.
So you're saying that New Zealand is down in the list, and then within New Zealand, the younger people are doing worse than the older people.
Yes, that's correct. We came in at number 10 overall. No, wait, number 10? Number 11.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay, isn't it?
It's not bad.
Middle of the pack.
Middle of the pack.
Yeah.
Australia has pipped us, so they came in at number 10, different to last year. Last year we beat them, which I will probably explains why all my friends are moving to Melbourne.
Yeah, Kiwis are a little bit down the dumps of the last 12 months, aren't they?
Is it? What would you say to people who are texting in right now saying it's a mindset?
Oh,
it's a mindset.
It's a big question. I think it's hard because I've only been alive in this time.
Yeah.
But I would say I remember being taught about climate change at the age of 8 and feeling quite stressed about it at that age. You know, in school and intermediate, ice caps, polar bears melting, and it hasn't really gotten better.
I don't think the polar bears are melting, but we get the gist.
You know what I mean.
Yeah.
Is this a new trend, by the way, the younger people being sadder than the older people?
That's right. New. Yeah, and it wasn't the same all over the world. I think it was Western Europe was doing okay for the young people, but Canada, America, New Zealand, Australia, the young people are doing it worse.
And as our residential young person, do you identify with these findings?
Well, overall,
she's not a normal young
quite
person.
Positive.
I can tell you that.
Very kind. But I, I've gone flustered now.
Yeah.
I'm not a normal young person, but I think it makes sense to me with a lot of people finishing their degrees in COVID. That lack of maybe social connection from in-person things, some of those big existential stuff that we're talking about.
And those countries you mentioned would be the most individualistic, capitalistic countries, right? They're the countries where there's a big emphasis put on, you know, it's all about you.
Yeah.
And we have seen in numerous studies that when you lose your connections to family and community and clubs and groups, that happiness goes down as well. So is that a coincidence? Would that explain it?
Yeah, maybe. It's hard to know, isn't it? And I, what do you think? Why might the over 60s be feeling okay?
They own houses. You know, I mean, they have assets. They have security and safety. That's my theory. You know, there's a full stop there, you know. It's not as precarious.
Mm.
But I was thinking, Jesse, I mean, you and I growing up in a similar time, back to that smartphone thing, there might be something in that, because what did we have to look forward to? It was a Friday evening down at the video shop, you're getting out the latest skating video.
Yeah.
You know, times were simple as a young person.
You were looking your friends in the eye and connecting with them.
Got it.
You had plenty of bored time for your brain to process what was going on in the world rather than constantly getting inputs from digital device.
Mm. Yep, yep. What was I doing? Hanging out at the beach in the car park, going swimming in my black jeans. True story.
Yeah.
Go on.
I was just the housing point, because I think we talked a couple of weeks ago on the panel about that first home buyers were rich people. That was one economist's statement. But definitely seeing changes in young people's sort of aspirations to get on the property ladder.
Mm.
Yeah, because there's no hope.
Yeah. There's a sense of hopelessness.
There's the sense of lack of hope, rather, isn't there?
Yeah, I would say. Yeah. I did want to talk about some fun, you know, some positive things.
Yep, you've got 30 seconds.
I've got 30 seconds. One of the factors they looked at was things that people sort of are laughing about or done that are enjoyable. So what's something that you have done recently that's enjoyable?
Spending time with the children.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fish and chips in the bay, by the beach. One piece of girded scoop.
Yeah. Listening to Wallace Chapman on the panel hour, which kicks off today at 6 p.m.
Tick. That's another one.
How about you, Sally?
I went to the Guopei exhibition at the Auckland City Gallery. It's
museums and galleries.
Best $24 I've spent in a long time.
Oh, good.
There you got it. It's a mindset. Good on you.
Thank you for your analysis.
Oh.
That's Wallace Chapman with the last word, but he's back again from 6 p.m. with a couple of panellists to keep him honest. And Lisa Owen, the Checkpoint team, are in next.
Hold up. Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.